A Quest for Magic and Steel, a family-friendly adventure where six people play the tabletop game of Dungeons and Dragons. The Game Master, Amara, her sister, brother, dad, and two friends take on the roles of their characters as they voice act and use improv to tell the story of these misfit adventurers. If you like D&D, this is an easy must-listen. And if you're not into D&D or have never played, that's okay, because this game is based more on the storytelling and role-playing than it is on the strict rules of the traditional game. Find it on any podcast player for any device or listen directly from the website www.magicandsteel.com. That's STEELE. Don't forget the last E for entertainment.
Zane, take me on a fantasy journey.
I want to play D&D.
My body's ready.
This is Law and Disorder, a very special downtime mid-season break episode.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm your friendly Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and around the table we have playing...
My name is Miranda, and I shall be playing Downtime Gwen.
Isaac playing Jack Ma, also known as Pons.
Also known as Retired.
Yes, very much retired. I'm actually on a beach right now. Aww. I'm phoning it in through my laptop.
Oh, nice. Phoning it in for sure. It's Sebastian playing James.
I never leave. Jack playing Dashbold.
Even when he's not at the table, Jack is always playing Dashbold.
Yep.
And Nick is still dead, of course.
Yes. Yuri has not been resurrected.
We didn't even try.
I didn't get a finger. He didn't come through the portal.
You can use the good one to get him back.
Ali, in fact, if you any of you want to deal with it, I would assume maybe Gwen would because of her new devotion to Tia. We can deal with that during the episode.
Yeah. What? He seemed happier this way.
Deal with what? Getting rid of
trying to get him resurrected. Yeah.
Nick comes resurrected when Nick has to go back to playing Yuri.
Yay!
He's so mad. Like, the party overpowered me, Nick. I don't know what happened.
So who wants to go first? So what we're doing this episode, you have a year of downtime in which the Marshals and Gorlick won't ask anything of you. So you have a year of time to deal with your personal lives, see if there's anything, like any loose ends you want to follow up, any research you want to do, any NPCs you want to go try and make a stronger connection with for a year of your time. I'll play pretty fast and loose. I don't imagine we're going to make many rolls unless it's a very specific story-based check. Maybe there'll be an investigation roll, but it'll be pretty, yeah, just passing a year in these characters' lives without the Marshals.
I've got a fair bit. I'll be able to just like fucking smash through them.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't believe that language is necessary.
We have an explicit tag
from
me.
We don't use this language in season two.
Yeah, pretty much the only one that ever swears, except Nick. Nick swears quite a bit as well. Mm.
It's important to express how much of a load of stuff I have to do.
I heard Zane swear once.
What?
I heard you swear once.
Only as an NPC.
Yeah, as an NPC.
Well, that doesn't count.
Fucking NPC.
I'm sorry, does it matter that I'm an NPC and that's why it's okay?
You're not an NPC. You're a PC. Go on. Group. What are you doing? What's going on?
Alrighty. So my...
Wait. How do we know you're not just Zane's voice?
Who knows?
This is just a recording.
It's its own mystery. So I want to convert my home into a sort of like tavern that's exclusively built for owners of ships and traders to come in to negotiate the trading of goods there.
Sure.
So I want a tavern that caters exclusively to the rich and not many of them.
Okay.
It's a really easy to run tavern.
Okay, sure. Well, yeah, if you give the plans to Winston... he'll make sure that the forge stone stays on target to get that done within a month or so.
Yep.
And yeah, within the month you can open up whatever you kind of call
it's
this. It's
called
place.
The Big Red Dog.
yep. Okay.
Two stories above ground, and then my living space and a couple of other rooms. I'm gonna go five stories down if I can.
Yeah. And how are you hiding the entrance?
Just a trapdoor. No, because I can move stone. Can I put like a thin sheet of stone that can move faster than the other one so I can like let it open up?
You can
up
do that. It's still going to take about a half an hour to open that every time.
Okay, well, I can just do like a door with a lock on it. That sounds pretty good.
Okay.
That, yeah.
How much are you willing to spend on that lock?
What's it like a good amount for a lock? I don't know what the lock...
20 gold will be an almost unbreakable lock. It'll
get
a DC 20.
I'll get a 100 gold lock.
Four of them.
Okay. Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it'll be DC 25.
What about 420 gold bucks?
Now I'll just get the one 100 gold. I could make a tally.
Sure. And let's... So you're fitting out the rest of this place. Let's just say that it costs...
D100 times 1,000.
300 gold pieces.
Perfect.
To fit it out with enough alcohol and... small foods and furniture.
And I want
a third of that is a lock.
No, plus
well, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. A quarter of that's a lock.
That's a really expensive
lock. So I need to hire a manager, a bartender, and a chef.
It's a really expensive lock. Like, no one has ever paid that much for a lock. The locksmith that made this lock
just
is like...
engraved it for the rest
okay,
of the money.
Sure. I made that for fun, but you can spend 100 gold on it.
Great. No haggling needed. So I don't have, obviously, a manager, a bartender, and a chef. Just how much is it going to cost per week to run this place? So I don't want to bother with too many numbers. I just want to know how many... Like, just staff it. What's it going to cost?
25 gold.
A week?
Yes.
You could buy a lot of... You could buy a lock every week.
You still get 15 gold pieces a week from the marshal service. So you're putting 10 gold a week into that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So that's all sorted out. That's all done.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Let's just cross that off the old list. I can't get my hand back. I'll just cross that off the list, I guess, Sam. I don't have the free Dreezer anymore. I'll just cross that off the list. This is smashing through them. I'll get that wand fixed.
Yeah, absolutely. You can actually equipment. Do that yourself. It'll take 10 gold pieces worth of materials to fix it up. It's actually a wand of planar attunement. So if you want to travel to another plane, you can use that as the focus for it, and you won't have to get a different tuning fork for each different plane.
Oh, you could go back to Candyland.
Oh, I could never go back to Candyland.
just plant some bombs in Candyland.
We were told Digby was dead.
Yes, you were told.
Well, cross off speak.
What you were told that the person that was blackmailing Dreezer was dead. If you wish to research that further,
yes, please.
You will find out that the elf and dwarf, so Conrad, was killed, and his elf companion. Digby is in fact doing very well for himself in the new and improved Greyacre, which has seen an influx of capital. From traders.
Okay, I'm going to try and communicate with him in some way to see if we can, now that a lot of time has passed, he's potentially less angry, if I can broker some sort of ceasefire between our groups now that we're back in the town.
Okay. You can buy his ceasefire for 500 gold pieces.
Guaranteed in writing?
Guaranteed in writing.
How did the conversation with him go?
Was he was a letter.
It was a letter?
It's an exchange of letters.
I will do that.
Okay.
You can also buy a ceasefire with me for 500.
Yeah, Gwen won't try and stab you with her spear.
Yeah. Actually, how much is for a ceasefire between me and Pons?
You'd have to ask Pons that.
I wouldn't pay for a non-aggression.
How much to not... shoot me anymore.
What's the listed penalty for him breaking the
you'll find
the
out.
Promise? What do we come to like as a penalty if he were to decide to not break
it's
on
not
the
a peace
agreement?
Treaty. It's just a non-aggression pact. I mean,
1,000
I
gold
bite
pieces.
My ass with those.
Same for you.
Yep.
If you directly harm him or he directly harms you.
Directly?
No, so through if he directly hires someone to hurt you. Okay. Yeah, so through his direct action you come to harm or through your direct action he comes to harm.
Perfect. Apart from that, I just want to go visit Neymar and then Windy.
Sure. Neymar
for an entire
is
yeah.
No, well, I'm gonna fit out the house. I want to fit out the house for like defensible reasons, but that I don't really need to do on.
You'll
my...
find that Neymar is doing quite well. Yep. The new and improved Greyacre is actually due to the new and improved Pit End. Mining has resumed in Pit End, backed by traders from the old trader circle who feel that there is still more ore to be found. Windy was killed.
One of these at a time.
Windy was killed.
Yep.
The orphans are now all in a rundown, very poorly kept full orphanage. in Greyacre?
Santa.
Wait, how did Winnie die?
My friend. Santa the wizard.
She died trying to defend the mines against the investors' muscle that they hired to clean the mines out of all their residents.
Okay. So I'm going to go talk to Maguire if he's still there.
Maguire also died.
Well, you're happy about that, Pons. I'll write that down to tell Pons the good news later. So these kids are all in a shitty orphanage, are they?
Yes.
How many kids are there?
28.
They're going to be living in
adopt
a wizard
castle them
all.
Soon.
I can't adopt them all.
Give them to Gwen.
When you show your face in the orphanage, Defil comes up to you and kind of says, "Hi, James.
Hey, buddy. How you going?
Pretty bad.
How long you guys been here for?
Months. And they don't feed us very well, and they hit us, and I want to go live with you, please." And he says, "I have a something that you can sell. Maguire gave it to me so that you can sell it and pay for me to go to school."
What's an adoption fee for this place?
100 gold pieces.
28 kids. Army of children.
What are you going to do with 28 kids?
He needs someone to run his new fancy tavern.
It feels really weird taking one and not the other. Does Devil have like a sibling that's here as well? Or
no. He was a sole orphan that found his way to Windy.
Okay, I'll take Devil. I'll take one of these children, please, barking. I will adopt Devil.
Okay. I was not expecting that.
Deal with it, Zane.
No.
NPCs everywhere.
He has basically a wooden...
This is what happens when you let him go first.
He's just a race to the children for some reason.
No, well, he can work at the tavern, not as a slave, he'll pay, but like I can give him a job at least.
He actually has a box, a wooden box full of shiny chrome, look like metal plates. They're actually the shell of Kism.
Ooh.
Gross.
The chain worm. Okay. And he said, "Maguire said to give you that so that you can sell it and pay for me."
Yeah, perfect. Come with me. You can live in my house and we'll get a school organized and be fine.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
What about everyone else?
I can't. I mean, I want to. I really do. I just can't swing that. But is there a nicer orphanage that I know about, Zane, that I can maybe organize some sort of Robin Hood-esque... get these, it's like Great Escape, and get these kids out of here?
Sure. Yes.
How do I transfer?
In Cashire.
Do I have to steal the kids to do that?
You have to pay for them.
To transfer?
Yeah.
What's that going to be?
Half an adoption fee, 50 gold pieces.
Just get Gwen.
So 1,400 gold pieces altogether.
Let me do my financials here. 1,400?
Yeah.
I need a running counter going.
No. Just take up your badge and ask.
Like, spend that money! Get it gone.
Give me 2 seconds, sorry.
But I'm sure we'd all be willing to pitch in if you just, you know.
But you guys can give me the money later if you feel inclined. Plus, if we can just get it sorted.
Yeah, you just want to get it done now.
How much money do you have?
A bit.
He got 2,000 gold.
And how much was it? So, was it 1,400 for the kids? Because it's all 27.
Yeah, to transfer them. Yeah.
1,350.
I guess we can still be his godparents.
I can't. I actually can't swing that. But what I can do is I'm going to maybe go through Greta and be like, "This is a really dodgy place. These kids are being mistreated. I think that this is something that the marshals could move in on and remove the owners of this orphanage out and maybe substitute some better ones in."
Okay.
So I might try and just, instead of just ripping them out here and having other orphans come to this place, I might just kind of gut this place and make it better.
Sure. Roll me an investigation
19.
Yeah, you're actually talking about this with Neymar as you go, and he suggests that maybe Torment and some of the women here who are now quite well to do would prefer that
to horn.
Yeah, yep. Well, and bartending. So, yeah.
Tell them yes, let's do that, and I'll let them know that I'm going to check in on them when I get time, make sure everything's all good, and see if they need any help.
Yep.
Or just to do their best.
Are you giving Neymar any money for the damages?
I'm getting to that, Zane. Okay, but you made me skip the Neymar conversation. So that's sorted?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. I'm still got Defil though.
Yep.
And, yep. Hey, Neymar. How you going, buddy?
I'm all right.
Place looks nice.
Yeah, it's a lot better than when you left it.
It really
see all
is.
The stone I've got there now?
Instead of wood, it makes
yep.
sense. You're a clever person.
Mm.
I learned
my lesson.
You did.
Yep.
I wanted to apologize.
Oh. So, looks at his bare wrist. 8 months, a bit late.
I look at my very bare, handless wrist. I'm like, yeah, it's been a while.
Oh. Couldn't have happened to a nicer chap.
But
he somehow seems immune to your charms now that you're bookless.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm honestly, I'm very sorry about all the damages that came to you.
I've recovered.
I can see, and it looks like you've gone quite well.
Well, there's a lot more money around now, so I'm doing really well.
Well, that's great. I'm going to pull out a pouch of 1,000 gold.
Yep.
And hand it to him and go, I just wanted to repay you for the damages that I brought to your tavern.
And
it
by
wasn't
a pouch,
right.
You mean a sizable chest.
Of 1,000, yeah, sure.
Yep.
Sure, yeah.
Opens it up and says, huh. Well, maybe I will absolutely accept your apology in the form of gold.
Whatever it takes. but I'm really sorry about everything that went down here.
Yeah, well, bygones and all that.
And all that.
Mm.
Well, have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Wait, anything what about the Avengers?
Anything else on your list?
He
just wanted to make sure that Neymar wouldn't spurn him when he finally put the call out.
I'm just going to super secretly, very secretly, I'm buying a horse for Betty to replace the one that I lost. And I'm just going to have it like arrive at her house with no mention of anything.
This is roll James every downtime from now on. Just like damage control. Get all this money and just buy people stuff for the damages.
9.
Yeah, okay. You buy quite a nice horse.
I'm quiet. The horse made some noise.
For 100 gold pieces.
Is he a stud?
He'd want to be. He costs as much as a lock.
Yeah.
Well, a regular horse is 75 gold pieces. A fine horse is 100 gold pieces.
And an entire tavern worth of IKEA furniture is 300.
Well, it's not IKEA furniture.
Keep in mind, my tavern, because the stone can form shit, I can have like stone furniture that doesn't cost anything as well. That's why it's not too much to fit out.
The overhead is just non-existent.
It also means you can't burn it down or pick up furniture to hit people because it's all built
You know
in.
What you can still do though? Drop ball bearings all over the floor.
I mean,
and then watch you fall over.
Yep, all the
Most
time.
Of the money is just setting up central heating. And
yeah, you send it to her house and from across the city you hear her gleeful squeals. And she arrives outside your new tavern the next day and says, "Oh, James, it's so lovely. I've named her Amanda."
That's a very pretty name.
I know.
Well, anyway, I'm going to go inside my tavern that only me and business owners and traders that are actually...
Oh, big businessman now.
Yeah, it's true. But it's such a pity. I'd love to invite you in, but only people that are here actively trading with other people as business owners or ship captains can come
well,
in.
Well, you know, I've been saving up all my gold pieces from the Marshalls and I've bought my own carriage business.
Well, if anyone ever is here to trade with you, you can arrange this as a meeting place. But unless a meeting...
Hey, you over there! This continues.
Yep. And
she is a regular at your discussing setting up permanent carriage routes through Shiprest.
And then this is the last thing is I'll sell that stuff, Kism's body.
Shit,
to
sell the tavern now.
To put him through school, if that's what's required.
Well, yeah, you sell it and that's enough.
So he's covered until when? How old is he anyway?
He's bought him
He's
dead.
9.
So I'm going to get him through school until he's 18?
Mm-hmm.
17? Well, that's good. And yeah, he can live at the in the place. He can work when he's not at school. But by golly, he's going to school and he'll be a wizard. The end.
Is he going to wizard school?
He will when he's old enough.
I was going to send him to Batman school.
I'm not sending him to the school of orphans because that requires my death now. Like,
is that the end of your list?
That's the end of
your prodigious list. Who's going next?
Sorry, do I put it in like my?
I'll go next
in my inventory that I own a devil. Is that how that works?
You can put him wherever you want.
You should put him in the there's like a allies? Friends and family
yeah.
list.
Yeah,
isn't
I'll
there?
Keep him with I'll obviously introduce him to Clifford, so him and Clifford can become best friends.
Yeah, and Morlo.
Oh shit! I free Morlo. That's the one.
Morlo explains to you that his life debt is not imposed by you. His life debt is imposed by him, and he will tell you when he has repaid his life debt.
I think
he says
good.
You this after he's copied out your entire spell book again and given it to you to replace the one that got destroyed by the guards and the worm in Candyland.
You're a lifesaver, Morlo, and I wink at him and then kind of like,
Says, yep.
You saved my life, you did.
Little too not literal for
oh,
me,
shit. Okay.
Friend. So I'm just going to continue my studies.
Any work on that book, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I can read it now.
What does it say?
Oh, it just is a list of names and dates.
That's it?
Yeah.
Can you teach me the language?
Sure, it'll take a while.
About a year?
I'm in forcibly early temporary retirement right now, so...
All right.
We've got time.
You can now speak whatever language is on that card.
I think you have the card.
No, I didn't take the cards from you that you gave to Morlo.
Oh, wait, I do have it.
It's like Old Great Keldarian or something.
It doesn't say anything, so...
It'll be in the opening description. You can figure it out.
It's all good. I speak a language. It's all very fun.
Okay, who's next? Dashbold.
The Dashbold.
Or the happy couple.
The Dashbold.
The Dashbold goes next.
Don't steal any more of our children.
No, I'll just give them all to you.
Close to the microphone, the Dashbold.
Yay.
Okay, so what do you want to do? What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm being fabulous.
Okay. You go to the barber.
12 months of fabulous. Done. All right,
I'm
next.
Duck Lord.
Yep. Go Duck on. Lord looks exactly the same in the material plane as he did in Candyland. Which is like a giant duck with fluffy fairy floss plumage and yellow flourish quills everywhere. And he draws a lot of attention wherever you summon him.
Great. I've set up my new mascot.
Yep.
I want to start a candy business.
Which
with
I
my
frequent.
Epic ideas, I'm going to put on performances, mainly aimed at the target demographic, which is easy to, kids like candy. So I'm gonna
kids do like candy.
That's easy. I'm going to do performances
marketing
that are like
genius.
Fun, passionate, like lots of illusions, and like make the kids feel like they're magical by like illusioning like shiny creatures coming out of their heart or something like that, like. You know, the magic is within them, all that stuff. The magical creatures, suspiciously similar. The magical creature candy range.
Oh, no.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
No, I started as a performance, so it's not obnoxious.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I plug it pretty hard by the end.
Yeah.
And it's great. Everyone loves it.
So...
I love it. Gwen loves it.
You start your candy business and you examine the material of the candy gems... that you all found, the candy crystals, you tell that they're actual elemental crystals. So you've run into these before when you were dealing with the salamanders.
Mm.
You know that if you break one of these open, you'll summon some type of candy elemental into this plane of existence that'll be under your control for a while. Also, you know, if you cook candy with this crystal involved in the process, you get the extra great candy that the three sisters have.
Does it affect people?
No.
Okay, good.
It doesn't give them the haste and the exhaustion. It's just elemental candy.
Okay, great. Yeah.
It awesome. Tastes like elemental candy, which is great. And so Gwen is one of your biggest customers now.
And
you have to talk nicely to Gwen because she is in possession of seven.
Gwen is
candy
like my best
colors.
Best bud at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shares in the business.
Yeah. all stuff for my bros. Yeah, hang out with Greta. Get to know her more. Enjoy time with her. Just casually roll for that entire relationship.
I'm not rolling for the relationship, Dashbold. I'm rolling for money. setting up your business. And
I
the money
put
that you
my
make
money
business.
In the bank before I went to Canterland because I can't carry 1,000 gold coins.
That's true.
So I have 3,253 coins.
Yeah.
And
in the year that it takes you to set up and develop your business, your candy production line, the employees and such, and the selling, you invest a lot of money into it, but you do come out on top at the end of the year and make it self-sustainable without you needing to be there every single day, and you mm-hmm. come across 200 gold pieces.
Sick. Putting aside
well,
some...
I say you come across, I mean, you earn 200 gold pieces from your business.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So... I want to learn how to use a shield.
All right. Greta can absolutely help you do that.
Really wants me to learn how to use a shield. But I'll also, like, you know, get some tips from Gwen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, oh, shizzle, dude. Yeah, it's going to be great. I want to talk to the Lady of the North Wind.
Well, you find out from James that the Lady of the North Wind's tree is...
Just get static.
Well, is no longer there. The Windy and the Windspeaks are now no more. Their cave system is now an active mine that you can't get into. It's cordoned off. But you do get a message from the Lady of the North Wind.
Okay.
Through Defil.
Okay.
When James brings him back and you go and talk to James while you're shield training with Gwen, Defil gives you a seed. It's just big enough to not comfortably fit inside his fist. It's unlike any seed you've ever seen before, and he tells you that it's a seed of the tree, and that you, the Lady of the North Wind, said you should have it and plant it somewhere safe.
Okay. Keep that somewhere safe.
So you can write that in your inventory if you want.
Yep.
Unless you know exactly where you want to plant it.
Okay. I would like to change my bow to a firearm, like Yuri's handgun.
Yeah, want to call absolutely. It Yuri.
And it's also built in fleet.
Okay. Yeah, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
So you now have like an amber handgun flute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just hope that it doesn't misfire when you play it in front of your crowds of children.
It won't do that because it's an eldritch weapon. Like, it's magic. Like, it doesn't even need a trigger, really.
Well, let's see. Yeah. Anything else you want to do?
Fuck up thing. I definitely want to see a cleric of Ilmater for therapy.
Absolutely.
And I'll constantly recommend it to Pons. Like, constantly. Like,
will Pons go?
Card.
Therapy?
Yeah.
No.
Just don't need it.
Just doesn't need it.
Yeah.
That's fine. The Temple of Ilmater, the main one in the city, is actually quite close to the Temple of Tyr. So I think you and Gwen can be religion buddies, trekking to the main temples.
Have fun with your religion today, Gwen.
Thanks, buddy.
Ha ha! Yeah, candy business.
We meet up. He gives me my candy for the day.
Yeah.
I want to play some music and get on front of the page, the front page of the gnome section.
Wait, roll me a performance.
Oh, shit.
The front page.
Front page. Can I get some sort of Dark Lord and Spider Fan?
No.
What do you mean writing on a desk doesn't give me...
What I'm saying is
God.
It's not a specific situation. It's an average over the year.
20.
Oh, 20. Yeah, no, you actually develop a little bit of a name for yourself. Not least because of the news of your family's wealth demise and then coming back and your new candy business and the obviousness of Dark Lord as he marches throughout the city. with you on his back. So yeah, you do develop a little bit of fame throughout the richer parts of Umphalas, particularly amongst children.
Sick. So once I make my gun, handgun,
yes,
called Yuri, I need to find a new purpose for my warlocky self.
Okay.
I need to find, what's that guy?
Hubert Dendron.
Hubert Dendron.
Also known as the Fool.
He was like, he was aligned with a lady as well.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find him, get some direction from him.
So roll an investigation.
Nine.
You don't find Hubert Dendron, and you don't actually find much trace of him. Your first port of call is, of course, the university to talk
to
his
successor. Can I ask James to help? Or?
This is including James.
Oh, okay.
And while you did suspect that something sus was going on last time, you are 100% sure that that person is not who he says he is, or he is lying about something, but you cannot for the life of you figure out what is actually going on. Yeah, all so right. His replacement, whose name will continue to be something. Derek Dondren. No, not Derek Dondren. Chester McCrean.
Mm-hmm.
The current professor in all matters regarding the Feywild at the Umphalas Wizarding University.
Okay. Other than that, I'm going to help the rats with their food problem, if they have it.
Sure.
By giving them, like, you know, candy waste. You know, there'd always be, like, waste from the business.
Roll persuasion. Should be.
I am. 25.
Yeah, you actually convince them to migrate from where they are underneath Mossy Cobble, and they will live in the sewers.
Should have helped them to ask. Should have done that first and helped them to ask. Help me find the dude.
Oh well,
that would have been sick.
Now they are. Now they are underneath the sewers of Kershire.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, near your business premises.
I'm good just chilling out with Greta and thing.
And you give her your youth potion?
Yep.
Okay. She looks 16 years younger.
What?
Now you look of an age.
Sick. Give her the other one.
Okay. Stop being weird. All right, Pons and Gwen, downtime.
Downtime.
What are you doing?
Wait, how old does she look now? 30-something.
This is Crota?
Okay.
Yes. Right.
All right.
The grey in her hair is gone. The crow's feet and the smile lines are gone.
I have a spell that does exactly this.
It's
so is mine. It just doesn't make it... It just makes them look younger. It doesn't make them actually younger, though.
Dude. Just set up a production line of people paying you now.
Yeah, I could be. It was from a beautician's book, wasn't it? Yeah, I was like, yeah.
No, it was from a guide for housewives.
Well, I can make money. It's a side service.
Do
my
it.
Card. Okay.
All right. Well, I plan on first of all going back to Fisher's Bar and Grill.
You're welcomed with open arms.
Yeah.
With you, right?
Of course.
We went together.
Yeah, how's the bar going?
Really well. With the end of the war, trade has really kicked up. So obviously the ship rest is now busier, and with that comes more trade for Fish and Mary.
Well, I'm going to ask Fish. Hey, Fish, I'm currently not employed, and I was wondering if
temporarily.
I was wondering if you remember that old place next door. If you,
yes, I can see it when I poke my head out. Yep.
Do I have to want to buy it and perhaps start another business?
Oh, I'm not sure I have quite enough capital. Do you want to get partners or?
Yeah, I was thinking a small little cafe to go alongside the bar.
Oh, we can sell some of Dashboard's awesome candy. And I'll learn to make my own brownies.
Mm.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll talk to the realtors. It'll cost 800 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So halved 400. So
well,
if you...
we should just buy it ourselves.
We could. How much does it cost for the whole thing outright?
800.
We could.
It's quite run down. You'll have to do a lot of repairs.
We got time.
You can go three ways in if you want to make it even cheaper, though. Like, that way you guys have two-thirds of it.
If we go... if we split it three ways...
51%.
If we split it three ways, then he can...
He's still got an interest.
He can, yeah.
And
he can,
when we go back to marshalling, he'll be happy to continue to run it for us.
Sure, let's go with that answer.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, let's split it three ways.
So, well, let's just say 350 gold from each of you.
Alrighty.
I see the price just went up.
Yep. Ask me questions, oh, I charge you gold.
How much does Gwen make from my candy business?
Gwen make from your candy business?
Yeah, because she's like friend that's involved.
All right.
Hey, what do I make for my pub? All I know is what I lose
at,
every week.
Yeah, at the moment it's costing you.
Yeah, it is.
For a year?
Yeah. I'm smart enough to not go bankrupt, right?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Probably. It's a very specific kind of pub.
It's the sort of thing that maybe like after 50 years it will just explode for some reason.
Yeah, because you're actively excluding most of the people in Shiprest. So it will eventually turn a profit when people kind of come here, like it, and then keep coming back.
The average person spends 2 gold, but I'm attracting the people that the average person spends 50 gold. So
yes,
less
you're, also
of them,
you're also attracting ship's captains, which come, stay in port for a week, and then go away for a year.
Yeah. I was going to get on the cycle
repeat
with them
business.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do most of my trade deals in his place. Unless they don't want to go all the way.
Like it is general traders as well.
Yeah.
I'm the only party member.
You're
that's
in Shiprest. The most majority are ship captains.
Oh yeah, I should have. Apart from they're allowed in. Like I'll let my friends in.
I rolled for your success.
Oh
it
no,
wasn't great.
I'm saying like I'm going to let my friends in. Like
yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
But he gets Dashboard goes in the VIP lane though because he's actually a trader.
Sure.
Oh wait, I suppose Pons is a trader now.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in.
We run a business. Thank you.
Yeah.
So get it up and running. It's going to be 550 gold pieces.
You got that right.
Is that okay?
Oh, shut up. I adopted a child. You're fine.
All right. Yeah. So I'm just
going to. Well, we would have if you didn't get in first.
I'm going to call it the pond.
Okay.
Fish's pond.
Mm.
Or Pons's. Yeah, let's move on.
Okay. More than happy to move on.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that was going to be like if Fish's Bar and Grill is like lunch and dinner, you know, good decent meals and a bar. This would be like, you know, breakfast and kind of light lunch with some, you know,
I'm going to play there.
Cafe food.
Not too much because I don't want Fish to go out of business.
We'll put a doorway between the two buildings.
Yeah.
It all goes to plan. And
all day breakfast, right?
You double date with Fish and Mary quite often, stay up playing cards after the businesses have shut up.
Very soon after we open, however, I am going to go get an engagement ring made.
Oh, out of candy?
Definitely not.
I would eat it.
I
oh, delicious!
Jack
thing.
Ma's gone on a sugar-free diet.
I'm all meat all the time.
Just no carbs. He's like
no sugar forever.
Gwen's eating enough sugar for two. It's fine.
Three probably.
What about like strawberries? And
yeah,
apple?
She
what about
is.
Like a nice wholesome apple farmed in the material?
Oh no, I'll eat fruit.
Okay, good. You're not going to.
But
get
anything that's any kind of candy,
well,
or anything like that,
gone off candy.
It's gone.
He's a savory man now.
Pure savory.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
All about salt.
Just so much salt. Can't purge the city, so he's just salty all the time.
He just every morning goes for a swim in the harbour.
Gross. Yeah, so I'll go get an engagement ring made.
Sure.
From probably Ainsley Goodrock. He's a top bloke.
He doesn't usually do jewellery, but he'll make something very suitable for wearing as a soldier.
Mm.
And it'll be 140 gold pieces. It has a rather magnificent array or a sapphire in it.
Mm. Mm. Excellent.
Candy sapphire?
No,
okay, good.
Just a sapphire.
All right. Well, but before I go and propose to Gwen, I want to go and deal with some unfinished business.
Oh, no. Where? Which unfinished business?
I want to go back to Catherine's grave, my old fiance.
That sort of unfinished business.
Well, yeah.
And resurrect her?
No.
Oh. I didn't know it was so easy until
yeah, I didn't know it was so easy. But no, that's in the past. I know. I want to go use the finger smoke.
Okay.
And try and speak with her.
Do you want sounds dirty. To role play that?
Yes.
Okay.
I will role play sitting at home by myself.
You're having fun card games with Fish and Mary.
Trying not to be weird about it.
I haven't told you that I'm doing this.
She can tell. A woman knows these
I
things.
I know everything.
Yeah.
She can feel it in her waters. Gross. I grossed myself out. I didn't mean to. It was unintentional. Okay. Yeah, so you go to her gravestone and you light up the finger smoke, breathe it in. You feel that sense of euphoria as the edges of things soften. And are you choosing to fail the save?
Yes.
Okay, then you sit on the ground because nothing immediately happens. And you hear a soft footfall behind you. And Catherine says, "Hello, Bonds."
I just take a moment and then I stand back up. Hello, Catherine. It's been a while.
It has. I wasn't expecting to see you for a lot longer.
Well, I felt like we needed to close off the unfinished business we had.
Hans, I'm not alive anymore. It's not unfinished. It's finished.
I know. But I'm still alive.
Yes.
And I felt I needed to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Pons. You don't need to say goodbye. I like Gwen.
I'm glad. I was coming here to tell you. It was hard after what happened, but she helped me get over it.
Can I help you get over it?
I think just having this conversation is enough.
I want to tell you that you don't have to avenge me. And if you still feel the need to avenge me, that the fault of my death does not lie at one man's feet.
I think I'm done with vengeance. I don't think there's room in my heart for it anymore.
Well, we'll see in time. Or you'll see in time. I'm going to go away now. Saying goodbye is the last thing I needed to do. Your magic incense won't work for me. Again.
That's fine.
But
I just wanted to say I'm sorry and goodbye.
Goodbye, Pons. And she'll put a hand on one cheek, kiss you on the other, and when you open your eyes, she's gone.
I just stand there for a moment and take one last look at her grave. And I leave.
Okay. You leave the graveyard. It is evening. Very involved in your own head, not paying much attention to the people passing you in the street. And you turn a corner and you hear a voice saying, "Well, we've got some time to train then. How about it, soldier?" You turn around and it is the previous owner of your sword standing at attention.
I hesitate for a moment before giving him a smile and go, I think now's a good time.
All right.
Salute him.
He salutes back and you snap out of it. Everything comes back into sharp relief and you're standing on a street. We're getting a couple of weird looks, talking to yourself, but nothing too weird for Shiprest.
Peek up in a bath of ice, your kidney's missing.
Pons feels like he's moved past a very big hurdle in his life at this point, and he can finally, move on. So the first thing he's going to do, he's going to go back. He's going to find Gwen,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to propose.
Aww.
Roll to propose.
That's a nat one.
Yes! Oh! Yes! He's not that he fails to propose, he just does it really awkwardly.
I'm just so nervous.
Me in the foot.
That's thought what it would this be is. Really cute to put the ring on a here crossbow bolt and then shoot you in the thigh.
At my heart, yeah.
I'm just so incredibly nervous.
Okay. Use a critical miscard.
That'd be a crit. That'd be a crit 20.
Yeah.
Well, I've made a giant pot of spaghetti.
Okay.
And I attempted to make some brownies, but I burnt them.
Oh no!
But I'm gonna force us to eat them anyway in celebration.
I love it.
Brownies and you hate sugar. Do 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 do. Obviously, I say yes.
Aww.
We're getting married next week. I've actually booked a venue already. I booked it ages ago.
Well, I guess you know me best.
Really hoping that you asked before it happened, or it would have been so
surprise
awesome.
You on the morning.
You should probably also know that. Fortune tellers aside, pretty sure for real baby this time.
A total for real baby.
A total for real baby time.
Are you sure this time?
I'm never sure. You know me.
The year of downtime. How far into the year of downtime are we when she says that?
A month. Yeah, we would have done this pretty early.
We're going to know soon.
Yes.
Hey.
I'm hoping that it is a boy, but I don't think we should name it James. And I've been thinking that he definitely shouldn't go to wizard school. I know that I was really enamored, I suppose, with the idea of James and being a wizard, but I've come to know him and I don't think that anymore.
Well, I think that whoever they are,
maybe
James has been pretty mean to Gwen a few times.
Because she stabbed me in the head with a spear twice.
Yeah.
Yep. Of course I was mean.
To be fair, Pons shot her in the leg a number of times and she's marrying him.
Addendum to my deal with Digby, Gwen's open game. It's fair game. Do what you want, mate.
You're still friends with Pons though, right?
I've seen Pons move on from one woman.
Oof.
He actually hasn't. But I heard about it from Bonds.
I didn't tell him. That is staying with me.
Everyone
baby Gwen.
Comes to your wedding, which is performed by Aliosius in the Temple of Tyr.
Oh, yeah. I've been going religiously every day. Do you get my joke about religion?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Just play
the podcast theme song music.
And I'm become very devoted to the idea of Tia.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm lacking something, and that I don't seem to be able to invoke Tia very well, but dear, I'm trying.
Well, you just believe that the Tia is there, and that Tia is the right way to go forward.
Religion isn't something that I'm really into.
Yeah, but you're not trying to become a paladin or a cleric. You're just a follower of Tia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice though if, like, I needed some help. The Tia might be on my side.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've communed with the feeling of Tia, described by Yuri a couple of times what he was trying to get when he prayed. And while in services, you felt Tia invoked, and you have felt that you've invoked that feeling inside yourself as well.
I am a child of Tia.
Yeah.
And my child should be a child of Tia. Do you have an issue with that?
I think they should be happy. That's all my thoughts on the matter.
Awesome. Because now that our unborn child is not going to become a wizard, I think that he should become a paladin of Tia. And we should name him...
Don't let him choose.
Yuri.
He's a paladin.
Do you want me to roll for the gender?
Ooh.
Oh my God, it's real?
Yuri could be a girl's name.
What
in
if
theory.
It's neither gender? What if it's just born a eunuch?
What if it's a doppelganger?
Born a eunuch. Maybe I've got twins. Ah!
Oof. And they're both giraffes.
Should I roll? I feel like I should roll. Or okay. Should roll. We should both roll and then we should, like, join the rolls. I don't know how.
I mean, we could roll a D100.
Wait. What do you mean? What?
You roll what? One and Why I'll would roll the other. Be the... And then right. We'll have a number.
Only I will know how I'm choosing what the gender is.
I mean, Isaac's a boy and you're a girl. Why don't you just go with who rolled the highest out of you two?
No, roll the D100. How gender works.
But wait.
Are you you understand genetics?
I just thought you were trying to just go with it.
Oh, they're both pink. Oh, you should roll a blue one.
There we go.
Yay!
We a nat one, baby, you'll see.
That's 90.
90. Is that a half orc?
90 is twins.
What? Oh my God.
A boy and a girl.
And they're both called Yuri.
And a girl called Yuri. No, a boy called Yuri and a girl called Metrius.
You can't call them Metrius.
Okay, let's call one James.
What was Yuri's last name?
He didn't have a last name. Oh, he was just called Eurymetrius of Sapra.
Of where?
Sapra.
We could name the girl Sapra.
The city where he was.
I don't...
We could name the girl after you.
That's really weird.
I started saying it, and then I thought it was weird.
Yeah, as much as I enjoy the sentiment, I don't think so. Maybe after.
What about my dead friend Polly?
Polly.
Polly. She was very brave until she died.
Yeah.
Her mother's name was Hera.
Hera Polly sounds like it might be a disease though.
Hera Polly. Polly Hera sounds worse.
Hera Polly Ma.
Hera
Polly
Ma.
Polly.
Okay.
And Eurymetrius Ma.
Give her a nice.
Yuri Ma.
You have your children.
I have two children.
You have two children.
Three children.
You did it! I didn't pick what happened on your downtime.
Defil as well. This party just got three kids.
Yeah. So but Defil's where like, I want to put the seat. He's going to go to boarding school.
Yeah, not boarding school.
About where I want to put the seat.
School.
I think We need to make a little baby pack that's
talk
shielded.
To the high
we should not, definitely not take.
So we can take them on missions.
We should definitely not take them on missions.
Why don't we want to take them on missions?
Because I tend to shoot people.
Go on. You talk, I'll talk to Bashbot later.
Okay.
We were just arguing about whether we should take our children on mission.
It's a terrible idea.
It is a terrible idea.
I will probably shoot you in the back.
Defo can look after them when days off from school.
Defo, we'll leave them with a 7-year-old.
He's 8. You do have...
Oh, he's 8.
I just rolled a very good number as Mary also falls pregnant and has a child, a daughter, 1 month after your twins are born.
Mary's
classic.
She can
fish's,
do it for you.
Fish is
wise. Classic fish right there.
Very helpful cat. NPC.
Yeah, but it is the baby.
Oh, they've already got a kid, so they know what they're doing.
Fish? Oh, good.
No, it's human because they're both humans.
What?
How genetics work.
Oh, but the name's
yes,
fish.
But this isn't drama.
I'm named Pond.
I feel like
my body of water.
Explain genetics a lot in this.
Awesome.
I'm so excited we had twins because we rolled for it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have just had one normal, regular, boring baby. No offense to mothers out there. Or fathers. Parents of any kind. Or children. God damn it. Just cut all this out. Wow. Oh, now I've sworn. Ah!
All right. You going to do anything else?
I'm devoted to Tia. I had kids. Gee.
You trained Dashbold to use a shield?
I did train Dashbold to use a shield. I assume I eventually got better at making brownies.
Yes.
Become very housewife-ish.
You've learned how to
apart from the fact,
infuse your brownies with your elemental...
With the candiness.
Candy.
Yes. Yeah. I'm still eating candy every day, but because of the extra intake of sugars, I have to work really hard to, you know, stay fit.
Yeah.
So I have a daily routine of
where you put one child on the front, one child on the back, and then you run around.
There's
the
running.
Piers.
There's and a lot of combat training. I keep combat training
sure.
And almost weekly, I put Ponza's martial badge on the kitchen table. I just put it there.
Totally passive aggressive.
Yeah, I keep locking it back up.
He keeps putting it away and I just keep putting it back up. Because one day he's going to look at it and he's going to know that he's been called back.
No, I'm going to spend most of my time running the cafe and being the cook in the back.
Yep.
So I'm going to spend time,
Can you even cook?
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm learning how to cook.
Oh, right.
Learn how to cook. I'm also going to spend some time trying to up my proficiency in perception to spot the dodgy customers coming in all the time.
Sure.
Because it is Shiprest.
Yeah.
It isn't the nicest place. other than that, I'm going to go get my crossbow repaired.
Yep.
Add some extra features to it. I'm going to get a little pangolin... cocking mechanism at the front.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go through the upgrades to it or just leave that out?
Leave that out for now.
Okay.
Just know that it costs you a significant amount.
How much?
1,200 gold pieces.
Holy moly.
But it is your particular blacksmith's finest work. He's very proud of it.
Mm. Fantastic. Well, once it's done, I'm sadly going to lock that, all my armor and the Marshal's badge up.
I'm going to take the Marshal's badge out and put it on the kitchen table.
I'm only going to carry around the sword.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the whittling knife to work, just carving out small little creatures that I just put around the store and sell to people who come through.
Yep.
Other than that...
The kids love eating them. It's great.
Yeah, they think they're Dashbold candy.
Yes, other than that, I'm just like, I'm... In Bond's mind, he's done with the marshals now. This is his full-time job.
Sure. And every night, your ghostly soldier friend, whether you like it or not, takes you through drills.
I oblige every time, no matter the mood... I do it anyway because it's the right thing to do.
All right. And we'll leave it there. Downtime. We'll come back. It'll be a year later. But having that been the year, and we'll start again. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
James and Riley, how you going?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Curtis. What's up?
Oh, mate, we're doing a promo now, right now, for our new podcast.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Unfeatured Articles. What do we do?
What do we do?
Thank you for asking, Riley. We look up every week the weirdest that Wikipedia has to offer. We dive into the comedic trenches of that website and find pure gold, baby. Pure sexy gold.
And we put it all on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever you find your podcast. So please find us on Facebook, etc. Unfeatured Articles.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.